The Ghana Integrity Initiative, GIA, has called on political parties to come up with policies in their manifestos as to how corruption could be nipped in the bud. Speaking on Behind the News, the Executive Secretary of GII, Linda Kwafo, said any party that wins election forms government, hence the need for Ghanaians to know how corruption could be tackled.
Any party that wins the election forms the government and the manifesto becomes document. If political parties are developing manifestos that is likely to become the working document, the national development plan from the government, then under the idea that we are implementing called ADES, we develop gaps that we currently have in some anti-corruption legislation. And so we are just helping to shift the kind of anti-corruption strategies that parties should have in their manifestos so that when they win elections, and they will actually be leading the entire nation on the right path as far as the fight against corruption is concerned. You know, we have NACAP, and all parties have to make sure that NACAP is implemented. So if you have NACAP, and we are also giving you other identified gaps in selected legislations, I'm sure the consortium is actually helping political parties keep their faces and touch on corruption.
Well, so in effect, you are saying that they should come out with policies that will help keep corruption in their manifestos.
We are saying that their manifestos should capture the right need that Ghana has when it comes to fighting corruption. We didn't just identify that. We propose actions that can be implemented to address these.
Executive Secretary of GII, Linda Kwafo. Some political parties speaking on Behind the News said they will tackle corruption head-on when voted into power. First, the Director of Research of the NDC, Dr. William Ahaji, said tackling corruption is still the topmost priority of the NDC. Meanwhile, a member of the communication team of the NPP, Ibrahim Eje, also explained how his party will deal with the canker.
I think the way in which Nanado Danko Akufo-Addo plans to fight corruption has been well documented. It's a carry-on from what President Akufo did. I heard Dr. William Ahaji saying that they're on track. I'll come back to that because they are definitely off track. But in terms of fighting corruption, the narrative that is being spoken about is really making sure that there is transparency in every level of government activity. Let me just quickly enumerate something for you or share something with you. You had President John Evans Atta Mills talking about making sure members of parliament under his administration would declare their assets. That never happened. President Mahama said the same thing, that if elected, he would make sure that members of parliament declare their assets so that we know what you had when you became an MP and what you had when you left, and then we can find out how you made the difference. What is being discussed is this, that it would become constitutional. I'm just sharing something here. I'm not saying it's set in stone, but I'm sharing something for Ghanaians to consider, that as per the constitution, and any member of parliament, if you don't declare your assets within 6 months, you'll not be allowed to take your seat in parliament.
So you are saying that the NPP government will let its members declare this as a way of fighting corruption?
Of course, but I'm saying that I'm just sharing something that beyond an MPP government, if it becomes constitutional, that regardless of who is in government or who is president and which party is in office, the constitution will require you, the member of parliament, to declare your assets within 6 months or you vacate your seat. Similarly, that same condition can apply to civil servants. A lot of the corruption happens at the civil service level. And again, if you're a civil servant, your assets will need to be declared so we can monitor where you acquire properties, land, money and other things pre your post and post your employment. These are the things that I think Ghanaians are looking for because the corruption is way too much.
Let's now take a listen to the Director of Research of the NDC, Dr. William Ahaji, who says tackling corruption is still the topmost priority of the NDC.
Now, the issue about the new concepts about corruption are indeed new. Now, some of those ones are already contained in our business of legislation, and so when the definition is not that extensive, some of those acts are already captured by the criminal code. So, yes, we will look at what they are talking about, but as a part in our 2012 manifesto, we stated that we were going to fight corruption, and the time is not enough for me to enumerate a number of things that have been to fight corruption. But that has been on all this time. Where the cases have to be dealt with in court, they are in court. There's no other way to deal with those issues than to use the rule of law. And when convictions are made, the people have the right to appeal, but at least the issues are handled. I heard they also mentioned that Public Accounts Committee findings or findings are not dealt with. I don't think so. Some of the monies are recovered, and the president has gone on record case. And indeed, the attorney general also indicated how much money has been recovered and how much judgment that you've avoided, just so we demonstrate to the public that action is being taken against corrupt officials.
But they made the point that over the years, political parties have made unrealistic manifestos without any well-defined roadmap for their implementation, with a view of luring the electorate to vote for them during national elections.
I beg to differ. We don't make unrealistic manifestos. At least the NDC doesn't. It goes through a very, very, very rigid process of consultations, identifying the development challenges, and then we focus on the policy mixes that are required, deal with these issues as we find them. So they are not lofty things just because we want to win elections. Indeed, our manifestos typically have two sections. One, what we said we'll do, or our achievements, and then the next one will detail what we will do or our commitment for the next term. So what a report of what we have done with the previous manifesto is captured in any current manifesto. So for us, it's continuity.
For his part, the National Secretary of the PPP, Murtala Mohammed, said a PPP government will intensify the declaration of assets by public officials and aggregate their salaries.
I think our policy position has been outdoor already, and it means we have stated clearly that we shall separate the Attorney General's office from the Minister of Justice. I just heard Ibrahim Eji mention that view. It's unfortunate that they have had 8 years to implement this. They didn't do that until they left power. It is good to hear that they have also come to the realization that we need to do that. I need to belabor that point since we are in agreement. Now Ghanaians have realized the need Secretary's Attorney General Office for Ministry of Justice. Number two, all public officials, from the President come down to ministers and parliamentarians, every public official in this country would declare his asset for they are giving their. And you know, leadership by example, Dr. Papaku Shindim declared his asset in 2008, and he declared it again in 2012, and he shall declare it again in 2000, just to show leadership. Let Akufo-Addo, who now believes that we need to declare this asset, to also do the same. We don't want them to do it and conceal it in some envelope and go and put it in government office. Nobody knows what's in that. We want it open like doctor has been doing over the years. This will help us. And you know, we have also been talking about incorruptible leadership. This is not a lip service. That's why I pointed to you that our Dr. Indrum himself is the one leading this crusade and is the one declaring his asset even before election, not after him being elected. He declares the asset before that time. And this is going to translate in all the ministers. If the leader himself is doing it, who are you not to do it? The second, this is the first one. These are general policy positions that the party is going to change. Now, the second one is our institutions. We need to reform our public institutions. And note that we lose 3 billion annually through corruption. I know you know that. This is fact. It's coming from government institutions, not from the people. And so we need to aggregate the salaries of all public officials such that they buy their own fuel, pay their own electricity bill and water bill. We don't want the situation like we have now where their fuels, electricity bills and water bills are paid by the state. And this is making ECG not to be able to cater for its basic needs such that we are always in doom so. If we are able to aggregate the salary of all public officials, let them all go pay their electricity bill, let them pay their water bill, and let them buy their fuel.